Flying Cool Tech, number 32, July 3rd, 2005. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Larry Skukan. Today, we're going to take a trip through the NFB Accessible Home Showcase, the NFB Store, and a little bit of the NFB Convention Exhibit Hall. This show, for any of you who are new, is a podcast on various subjects, mainly technology-oriented for the blind user. But we cover a lot of different things. If you would like to contact us, our number is to leave a voicemail for a comment line is 206-984-9203. You can email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com. Or you can look on our website at aph.org/tech/bct.htm. A couple of things of note in this show. Liz will be with me and she'll be guiding us through the exhibit hall. Also of particular interest on here is an accessible voting machine that you'll want to check out. That's later on. Before that is the home showcase with some accessible appliances. And they're not especially made for accessibility, they just happen to be accessible. And you'll see what we're talking about as we go through here. So without any further ado, here is the convention.
My name is Amita Gostin.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm reaching out my hand. Pleasure to meet you, sir. All right.
So tell us about this Whirlpool Gas range here.
All right, so you really are going to be recording me?
If you don't mind, I will.
Okay, I'll let you record me.
Okay.
Okay.
At first glance, it looks very inaccessible because there's all buttons back there at the back.
But let's use our tactile vision.
Okay.
To explore the stove.
Let's do.
This is a gas stove. And if you reach out in front of you, there is a reach up higher.
Mm-hmm.
There is a display there.
Right.
And feel the tactile regions and how the buttons are rougher than the surrounding area.
Uh-huh.
Rough texture and smooth texture.
I see.
Okay. Now, if you look on the lower left side of that panel, you will see four horizontal buttons.
Okay, I see them.
All right. So on the lower left of that region of buttons is your bake. Next to it is boil. And next to it are two other oven functions, which, you know, like clean and something else.
Okay.
All right, so let's press bake on your lower left. All right, so bake. When you press bake on the stove, it's preset to 350.
Okay.
So let's say you want to change it to 360, which very few people do. I mean, it's either 350, 375, or 400.
All right.
But let's say you want to change it to 360. As you move along the four horizontal buttons, you'll come across two vertical buttons.
Okay, yep.
Those two buttons are up and down.
Okay.
And so when you press the up button, it increases by 5 degrees.
Oh, okay.
So now you've pressed 350, now you're on 355,
there's 360. 360.
All right. So now we want to turn this bad boy on. So on your far right, there are two horizontal buttons kind of in the middle of the display.
Yeah.
All right. The far right is clear, and next to it is start. So press the start button for me.
Okay.
You heard that click?
I did.
It's on. So
okay.
Let's hit the clear button. It's off.
Okay.
Now, what do you think of the stove now?
That's much better. Well, yeah. One question: how do we know we're always on 350? Like when I cleared it, did that go back to 350?
When you cleared it, it cleared the entire unit. So now you have to start over again if you want to
debate. Okay.
So let's say you lost track of how many times you were pressing the up or down button.
Uh-huh.
You would just hear clear a couple times, and then you just press bake, and you start over again.
Okay.
And while it is a little bit tedious, I think compared to a dial, you can be a lot clearer with what the settings are.
And that's good loud beeps, too.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, I changed my initial impression then.
I'm glad I can help you with that. Now, let's move along to our dishwasher.
Okay.
Now, take a look, explore the front panel of the dishwasher. And tell me, what do you think?
Well, there are round, I don't know if those were added on or if they're made there, little round indications
where. They're made there.
Oh, very good.
All these appliances are as is.
Okay.
From the store.
Is this also a Whirlpool?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But we did not pick Whirlpool because it was Whirlpool. We picked these appliances because we felt that from a tactile and audible viewpoint, these are the more accessible out-of-the-box compared mm-hmm. to other appliances. It just so happens that they are Whirlpool.
Okay.
Okay. So, you see there are two horizontal regions of buttons, correct?
Correct.
So, on the first horizontal region on your left side, going from left to right within that region, you have your heavy to your light in terms of dirty.
Okay.
So, you select one of those options.
All right. Should I shut the door, or should we do this while we're talking?
It won't turn on because it's not hooked up.
Okay.
So, then the second region, once you select heavy versus light, in the second region, you select if you want more dry or less dry or more rinse or less rinse or the cycle.
Okay.
So, you select one of those options. And then going to your right, you'll see two diagonal buttons.
Uh-huh.
On the lower diagonal is your start, and on your upper right side is your stop.
Okay. Oh, that is very nice.
So here... Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I'm with Larry. Go ahead.
So here, you want to take from this is that... You have tactile buttons that you can easily distinguish them.
Absolutely. And you can feel when they're pressed, too.
Yes, you can. Which you can't say about other devices such as microwave ovens.
You are certainly correct.
All right.
Okay.
So moving along, you're going into the washer and dryer.
Okay.
This right here is an electric stove.
Oh, okay.
And the dials are on the top.
So one more stove here. This is very much simple. This is just like the stove I showed you earlier. The only difference here is you have a flat top.
Right.
Okay, now with flat top stoves...
And it's electric.
With flat top stoves, even though you cannot feel the way you can with a gas stove, when you turn these stoves on, you can feel the heat rising up from the surface.
Right.
And so you center your pot or your pan in relationship to that heat, and you can touch it. You just gotta touch it fast.
Right.
So.
Okay. And these buttons. Okay, I should note that for the listeners, there's regular dials here for the stovetop functions, and then the buttons are the same for the oven as we looked at on the gas grill. I take it, is that correct?
Gas stove, correct.
Yeah, stove. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we're going to move on to the washer.
Here are washers and dryers. All right. So on this dryer.
I'm just verifying.
Yeah, on this dryer, on the upper left corner is a knob. Just like so much other dryers.
Uh-huh.
And if you run your thumbnail along the side of the dryer, of the knob, you will see that one side of that knob ends in a rubber texture and one side ends in a plastic texture.
Right.
The plastic texture is your pointer.
Okay.
Okay? So you can move your knob accordingly, and you can count the clicks, like... There's time duration on the click, and
okay.
then there's the cycle.
Yeah.
So when you have it pointing to, towards the angle to the left there,
mm-hmm.
that this would be like auto.
Okay.
Auto. Okay. auto. And then you have your settings. Do you want it to be heavy or delicate? Do you want hot or cool?
Okay, these are distinct detents for this one, so that's easy. Mm-hmm. And then the last one over here is
fluff
or not the last, but the next one over. Okay. And those are also very distinguishable. And then the final one only has two switches, two positions. And then there's a nice big knob to start it, just like a traditional dryer. Okay. These actually, just to note, have all been Whirlpools, but like you say, there just happened to be, huh?
So that's fun. But what about the washing machine?
The washer.
Excuse me.
The washing machine next to this one is a little bit trickier.
Okay.
But you can navigate it. So once again, you do have clear clips.
Uh-huh.
They have an ending and a beginning.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Same thing here. An ending and a beginning with the knob.
Yeah.
The one thing I want to point out here is this knob.
Okay.
This knob has a smooth turning clip.
Right.
It's a never ending knob. But as I'm turning, I can count the clicks. So, like for example, right here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
At where I'm pointing it right now, I know that I'm at normal. And also, you can feel your pointer that you're at normal.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's very easy to count them. Okay.
And you can still put Braille on these, and that
sure
won't be a problem at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving along, we have another washer and dryer.
One question on this washer.
Yes, sir.
Most, at least the old washers that I'm familiar with, you pull out on it to get it started.
Yeah.
That doesn't appear.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Okay, I just wasn't pulling. I didn't want to pull the knob off. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So these washer and dryer pair, these are duet dryer.
Uh huh.
These are the huge ones. As you can feel, the knobs. Has a very clear pointer because the end of it is more narrow than the other end.
Right.
All right. You can hear the clicking.
Sure can.
And you go from heavy to delicate as you proceed counterclockwise.
Okay.
So let's say you're on heavy. Well, heavy has a preset already, but you can change that. And with these two vertical buttons.
Okay.
You can go from more heat to less heat.
Right.
And then you have your big start button.
Okay. And you don't set time on these anymore? Is that what the heavy means? Is the how long it's going to run?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can. It comes with presets.
Yeah. Okay. That is a big dryer.
All of these washers and dryers nowadays come with presets.
Yeah, okay.
It's when you want to change those presets that you have to enter into the menus to change them. This is a front-loading washer and dryer. Whirlpool, once again. This is $10.97. And
$10.97 meaning the price?
$1,000.
Okay.
$900. And the Braille is on top of the machine.
Yeah.
So, once again, you have same type of knob.
Yeah.
With presets.
Okay.
And this is a front loader. So.
This is a washer, or
yeah.
just or both.
This is a front. This is a washer.
Okay.
Washer, yeah. Front loader.
Yeah. Very distinct detents that you can feel, plus nice accessible buttons. Okay. And then we have a refrigerator here?
Nope. This is a stackable washer.
Oh, sure is. Okay.
Once again, same concept. You have knobs that are very clear and distinct.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, on the left side, this is an analog washer and dryer, so you have three vertical buttons.
Okay.
And depending on which one you press will determine what heat you get.
Okay. And these are all current models that are available in stores today. Great.
Well, keep in mind that washers and dryers, like everything else in our society, are moving targets.
Right.
So you want to verify if they're still in the market.
Now, has Whirlpool made any kind of commitment to produce these kind of tactile controls, or did they just happen to do this?
They just happened to do this. It has.
Okay.
Now, to our right, we actually have a different. It's called Fisher and Paykel.
When did they come out?
I'm not confident of that response, but I know they're fairly new.
It's got an odd-looking top on it.
It is. It just lifts up. The top does.
Oh, the whole top lifts instead of having a... Well, I'll be darned. That's different.
Mm-hmm. So.
And it's all plastic.
Yeah. So one thing you want to take note is here you have audible feedback. That's off. That's on. So then you have... your cycles that you want to pick for washing. Do you want heavy? Do you want delicate? Do you want jeans? Do you want lights?
Okay.
Now heavy comes with presets, but I said you want to change that preset. So you have these two vertical buttons here.
Okay.
And as you push up, see, you know that you're at the top of the menu.
Okay. Oh, nice.
You're at the bottom of the menu. So 1, 2, 3. So you can only go so far.
Yeah.
It's not like you just...
Like wrapping around
stuff.
Right,
and not
know
about it. And then you have your start button to the right.
Okay.
You have a delay on there, too. A delay start button, like 1 hour, 3 hours, and 9 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
But once again, these buttons, you can label if you wanted to.
Sure.
So, and the dryer... This is a stackable washer.
Right
of
that, same concept, it's not on, so but you'll get the feedback.
Yeah.
So you're starting to get into the appliance business
now. Okay. Just evaluating them for usability and accessibility.
Oh, and these are like, you only get one or the other, you can feel the other ones pop up. Okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very, very knowledgeable. Appreciate the information.
My pleasure.
My hands out here. Nice meeting you, too.
And what are you using to upload your podcasts?
I'm just doing it by hand.
Okay.
Just
what's
using a...
That's a Fisher &
Thank
Paykel.
You.
This right here is a home stereo system.
And is there, what's notable about it? Is the buttons distinguishable or something?
I have no idea.
Where's it at?
Well, they have a TV to your right.
Okay.
It's a Sony TV, and then they have like a direct TV DVR.
What do we got over here?
Looks like a home stereo system or something.
Oh, there you go.
Then it has speakers, which are Clegg speakers.
Oh, you got a movie going, right?
That's a surround sound is what it is.
Sounds like it.
Then you have a Samsung DVD player. Then you have your DirecTV DVR.
Now, where's the mid-range speaker?
Pardon me?
Oops. You have the regular speaker.
Okay, the little small speaker.
Yeah, the mid-range speaker goes up here.
Are your surround sound?
Yeah. Oh, this is not surround.
This right here, it's the Sony TV.
Uh-huh.
And then you have over here, I guess it's the, what's that thing there? I don't know.
We don't work here. We're just looking, too.
Okay. Where's the room?
The amplifier.
Where's the entrance to
the room? The entrance to the room is straight ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Turn around. And then there's the brown monitor.
What?
What is brown monitor?
What's this, your permission card?
Oh, that's a magazine?
Then you have this small electronic.
What you looking for? I'm looking for going to the appliance room. I know this is appliance, but aids in it. How do I get out?
I thought this was aids in appliance.
You talking about where you buy the stuff?
got the appliances here, but I'm trying to figure out how to get this room.
So this is what, little consumer electronics type of things?
Yeah, you have your AM, FM radio, you have your Dell, I guess the Dell jukebox. Okay. Is that what that is?
Turn it up now.
I don't know, which way do I turn it to turn it up?
Turn up with your finger towards 12.
From 6 to 12?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what's on the right-hand side?
Thermostats.
What is that?
On the right-hand side, you should just turn it up.
There you go.
And they don't have one of those old analog ones up here, do they?
No, they're all push buttons and stuff. Here's a hand.
Oh, it talks, too, babe.
Yeah. Here's a hands-free activation. Clap twice. Kelvin will make tick sound. Say thermostat. Kelvin speaks time and say temperature. Say raise or lower temp to increase and decrease the temperature. Dude, that is nice.
Let's see it. Calvin, huh? So there's no button? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. You got to open it, dude.
Oh. Now, that is, now, who makes this?
Now, the one next to it.
What's it say? Calvin.
Yes, Mr.
Yeah. Oh, I know that guy there. I got to say hi to
him.
Brad.
Oh.
He's showing people.
Oh, she has these microwaves over there, too. This one talks to you.
Yeah. Okay, there's two buttons there.
That one doesn't talk, it just beeps.
It's LG. Oh, I see. But Panasonic, well, LG has a microwave oven that has a turn on. So I'll turn it up and feel the.
Oh, so we got one of those hot browns.
I actually have a toaster. So when I press toast, it's already preset to 5.
Then you have like your. You have like your a voice tracker. These are like computers and stuff. I don't know what they do. You get to ask them. They're voter assisted terminals.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy in Louisville actually invented that. Hey!
Please enter your ballot. Inserte su papeleta de votación.
Here's your paper ballot. I'm going to hand it to you.
This is.
Do you read that, Braille?
I sure
please
do.
Please enter your ballot.
Okay.
Su papeleta de votación.
I'm just going to guide you over. There's the Braille for that. That's the entrance for your
ballot. Please enter your ballot.
Okay.
Inserte su papeleta de votación.
Really? Okay.
Scan it.
And it
please
pulls
wait.
It in there and scans it. Nice.
Be careful. There's a little.
That's a screen, just like a touch screen.
Okay.
And there's your keypad. Your right hand is on your keypad. And it's going to walk you through what's on that keypad.
Okay, very cool.
Press the down arrow key to scroll through languages. Use the square select key to
just
select
to
the language.
Right.
If you wish to
left,
exit the system
me.
And return your unmarked ballot,
that's your
press
down
the left arrow key.
Just a little slightly above that.
Press the down arrow key to scroll
oh,
through
yeah,
languages.
Oh, yeah, it's got an arrow on
use
it.
The
okay.
Script English.
All right, and then I
and
hit
then
enter.
Select is actually right above the key you just selected. So over and just above it is a square.
Okay.
And it has an S on
official
it. That's your
ballot.
Select. Now
you are voting ballot style. Precinct 1. Voting instructions. The AutoMark Voter Assist Terminal is designed to help you mark your optical scan ballot. This system will guide you through each contestant of ballot and present each choice. Once you have made your selections, you can review your selections and then choose to have your ballot marked. Your ballot will then be returned to you to be deposited into a ballot box.
Wow.
The keypad on your right is used to interact with the auto mark and to make your selections. You will find four arrow keys and the center select button. In addition to the arrow keys, there are four vertical keys to the right of the arrow keys. The bottom toggle key will adjust audio volume. The next toggle key will adjust the speed of the synthesized speech. The round button will repeat the last spoken phrase, and the top diamond key will turn the display screen on or off for privacy. Pressing the right arrow key will move to the next contest. Pressing the left arrow key will move to the previous contest. Pressing the down arrow key will move to the next candidate or choice within a contest. Pressing the up arrow key will move to the previous candidate. When you hear the name of the candidate or choice that you wish to select, press the square select key in the center of the arrow key. If you need additional assistance, please alert an election official. Press the right arrow key now.
Is there a way to pause it to stop it?
Press the round repeat key to hear these instructions again. Please press the right arrow key to proceed to the next screen.
Okay. No way.
Okay.
What I usually do if I want to stop it is I turn the volume down and then I hit repeat, which starts it at the beginning again.
Okay.
The one that you're on now currently is the screen.
Right.
And just so you know, right now the screen is up and I can see everything you just heard.
Now, does it tell me if
the display screen is off?
Yeah, okay.
And that's very good because that way if I'm standing behind you, if I make,
voting instructions,
if I touch any
the AutoMark voter assist terminal is designed to help you mark your optical scan ballot. This system will guide you through each contest and the ballot and present each choice. Once you have made it.
All right, let's press the, I forgot what it told me, the up air? No, the right.
BMW.
Oh, you pressed it twice?
Okay.
So go ahead and hit the back button for me.
And which one was the left arrow?
Okay. Official ballot.
There you go.
You are voting ballot style, precinct one.
Okay.
Now
voting instruction. The auto mark voter is next contest.
Here you go.
Best automobile manufacturer, vote for one. There are 9 choices. Use the down arrow key to hear the name of each candidate or choice listed. Use the select key to make your selection.
Very easy.
Use the right arrow key to move to the next BMW.
Yep, there you go.
Mercedes.
Say, once you get it,
General
you don't Motors. Have to listen to the instructions. You can just keep going.
Honda. Ferrari. Jaguar. Ford. Volvo. Right in. You have reached the bottom of the list.
Chrysler.
Please
so
press the
right in.
Volvo. Right in. You have chosen to in for the right in candidate. Use the up and down arrows on the keypad to scroll through the letters. Use the select key to select a letter.
Okay, I'm going to back up because I don't want to go through all that.
Okay, go ahead. Just
right in.
Okay, so I'll
Volvo.
Go ahead and pick Volvo.
Okay.
You have selected Volvo.
Okay,
you have
so now
fully
we're
going
to go
this.
To the right.
Yes.
Next contest, best vocal artist. Vote for not more than 2. There are 11 choices. Use the down arrow key. Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Patsy Cline. You have selected Janis Joplin, Buddy Holly, Barry White, Billie Holiday, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Mama Caselli, right in. Mama Caselli, Stevie Ray, you have selected. Next contest, best ice cream flavor, vote for one.
Okay.
There are
so when I'm through,
choices.
It's going to spit it out
Use
for me?
Use the down arrow key to hear
it'll
the name of each candidate or choice listed.
It out.
Use the
chocolate. It's not actually marking it as you go along.
Oh, it
You'll have second. They call it second chance voting, which is the same for on any person. When you get to the end, it'll make you review all your selections. If you like them, then it'll print your
You
ballot.
Have selected.
Okay.
Next contest, proposition,
yep,
are you in
yep,
favor
it's,
of a three-day weekend? Yes,
like
you have selected.
Use,
next contest, proposition, should
but
pay increase be issued every 6 months rather than yearly? Yes, you have selected. This is the summary screen.
Kind of
use the up and down arrow. Best automobile manufacturer, vote for one. Volvo. Best vocal artist, vote for not more than 2. Patsy Cline. Stevie
okay,
Ray Vaughan.
That,
best ice cream flavor, vote for one. Chocolate.
Okay, I'm going to hit another right arrow.
If you wish to mark your ballot now, press the square select key.
Okay.
Your ballot is now being marked. Please wait. The printing process should take about 15 seconds. Your marked ballot will then be returned to you for insertion into the tabulator or ballot box. Please wait.
Now, how does one get more information on this?
You're from here. I can give you one of my cards. I don't. My cards are not in Braille. I apologize. I am not familiar with Kentucky enough. I am not our national rep. I got yanked in here because the person that is our national rep got yanked up to New York to do an actual election. So it's this whole domino effect. But actually, I'm the one who always works with NFC.
Thank you for using the auto mark voter assist terminal.
Okay.
Please remove your marked ballot
and
deposit it into the tabulator.
Done that by design.
Okay. And
now, the one last feature that I wanted to tell you about is as you can't review this to make sure that it is what you had chosen,
you put this ballot right back in, it will let you know that it's already been marked, and it'll read to you what's marked on it. Now,
wow.
This machine itself, all it's a scanner, so it has no memory.
Right.
But I, too, could mark a ballot and put it in there, and it'll tell me what I've marked and what will be counted for me.
Okay.
So
you could actually get somebody to help you if you want it, and then just come over here and verify that they
correct.
Did the right thing. Yeah.
Correct.
And you can
exactly.
actually, yeah, you can hear it scanning actually.
Yeah.
So
I'm just going to touch English for us, and it's going to tell me.
Precinct 1. The ballot you have inserted has already been marked. If you thought you were using an unmarked ballot, please
see,
press
so
the left arrow key
you know
twice.
That. And then
this
I just,
is the verification summary screen.
And
use
now
the
it's
up and down arrow key to scroll through each contest and hear your selection.
When you are
finished, press the right arrow key to eject your ballot.
You can tell
if you wish to change your selection, you will need to do that manually or request an unmarked.
It would only say write in because it won't actually read the letters you put. Neither will the scanners. It'll
right.
just say write in. Someone else has to manually do this,
okay.
which is the same for any optical scanner
okay.
system.
I
so
see.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. So when I went through scrolling through the letters, it didn't actually type them out on there for me then?
It does on the ballot.
Okay.
Actually, let me see.
It just can't read. I didn't bother doing that. I should have.
Yes, it would have. Let me see if I have one. It does it, and it types them out on there, but the oval that you fill in is for writing.
Right.
So that's all that this
okay.
machine can read.
Gotcha.
It can't read it. And then the machine to your left is sitting on this table, but it actually has a ballot box that goes on. That ballot box has a diverter. When it sees a write-in, it diverts it to the right. All other ballots go to the left.
Okay.
The election officials know that they pull those out and they read your write-ins and tally them manually.
Okay.
So.
Very interesting.
It's fun.
So can you give me contact information just orally?
Yeah. And I can give you a card. Would you like that?
Well, yeah, the other thing
sure.
Is that help?
And I can give you... Yeah. And our web page is ESSVote.
ESS?
ESSVote.
Okay.
.com.
All right.
That's there you are,
good
sir.
Enough. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you all. Have a great time.
You too.
Enjoy yourselves.
Is that you that hit me on the back a while ago?
No. My computer is kind of on the other side of the table to the right, like on the end.
Toys.
So let me go grab the cups and give you guys a bag. And a
Mario's there?
Yeah. This is like Discovery Toys.
Huh.
Yeah, just toys for kids.
Okay.
Is that a car seat, too?
Yes. That is great. I babysit a lot, and I find myself, you know.
And these are just regular toys that any kid can
yeah,
play with.
Yeah, it's a Discovery toy. So.
About me?
This is from 24 months.
Hmm.
All right. Then you have the NFL store. I guess this is where you come and buy your stuff.
Yeah.
These are like measuring cups and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
We need to be more
the talking timer.
This is kitchen gadgets and sewing aids.
Okay. Just looking, thank you.
Watches and watches and more watches. Clocks. These are recorders, narrators, desktop cassette player.
Any digital ones?
No. Radios.
Man, I didn't think anybody did tape anymore, but... I guess they do, huh? Man, this is much better than going through here by yourself. Thank you, babe. Thank you.
Here's like talking prescriptions.
Oh, yeah.
They yes. have those. They have. Talking calculators. A letter guide plastic.
Okay.
A large address book, magnifying glass. They have like balls and chess games.
Ooh, can I see?
Bingo.
What?
The chess game?
Someone's looking at it right now.
We have bell bowls over here that are best ball, soccer, and volleyball.
Scrabble game.
Just like ours?
Yeah, I think so.
Over here is, right here. Come by or...
Here's the number, and then the color. Here's the... It's... That's... You with her? No, I'm with Larry. They're glued down because it's a demo board. There is one here if you want to feel the piece itself. Oh, what's it? The knight is out of the board. Okay, so... Oh, is that the knight? That's the knight. Okay, but they go and go in for a little hole in the board. That's a checkerboard. There's also checker pieces that are glued down to the thing to give you the idea of where they would go.
Okay, they have
the
like...
round ones are red. The square ones are the black ones.
Oh, okay. So you roll... There's a sunny area. Yeah, what do you call it?
It's just a demo. The cards. They have blocks for kids.
This is Scrabble. Okay. You've got one of those, okay.
Like, here's the blocks.
And they're hooked together.
Well, no, they just have them together.
Okay.
You know,
I'm sorry, what? Okay, we
and
have...
See, there's the... Braille, then they have Braille down in there.
Yeah.
Cards,
that's cute.
Okay. Braille Uno cards.
They have Uno cards, dude.
Ooh, we should get some.
I don't know if they're peanut or not.
You like Uno?
Yeah.
Well, let's buy the deck. What?
I thought he said they had Uno cards.
Yeah, he did.
You have Uno cards?
Yes, we do, right here in the one.
Okay.
Are you selling them?
At the moment, I'll show them to you in just a second. Okay, thank you. Here you go.
Here you go.
No, what you do is you take. Do you want to set the Uno cards? Okay, hold on just a second. Can I take that for just a second?
Sure.
I just want to take and... they took off all the cards. I have to... you know
they're
what you can
sold.
Do? I have to get a little slip for those. You may have to look off my face. Here's one.
Right here.
Sure.
They're $9.
Here's one right here. I mean, there's a one left.
Oh, good. That would be perfect. Yeah. There's one left on it.
All right.
Are you interested in
Yeah, we got one.
Oh, you did get one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's the last
so,
one.
So, here.
You got it.
We got to go buy them.
Okay.
You want to go get them now?
Sure. Well, either one. Whatever's more convenient.
All right.
I think it's over to your right and down. You know, you go over to your right, go down to the where the other tables go. Go down to the other end of the table.
I don't know what this is called.
Oh, you know what? I bet that's one of those
they
things where you guess what it is. You guess what you're... Without looking at it.
Like they have like the touch, it's had these cards, it has like a picture of a hamburger or flying saucer. You got to reach in there and get it.
Yeah.
And you only have a certain amount of time to do it. Is that right?
I'll bet it is, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a cute game.
I'd have an advantage on that one though, babe.
What do we have here? You have luggage locator receivers.
Oh, that's where you put it in your luggage and then it beeps when you're at the airport to pick it up.
Okay,
yeah.
Like a pocket notebook of paper, I guess, and a labeler.
Okay.
What's it called? Pedometer?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have something like the slate book, and you have a bottom pen slate. What are those?
It's to write Braille on.
Okay, that's what they okay. They have a Braille book of astronomy.
Okay.
Like different books and stuff, the Braille alphabet.
Oh,
care and feeding of a long white cane and suction and cane travel for blind people. Oh, there's some sausages and stuff that they're selling. Like beef jerky and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then they have like little stuffed animals in the food. And chocolate.
Okay.
Alrighty, let's go get our Uno cards.
If you got Columbia table, check us out. If you got Columbia table.
You're selling like candy packs.
Michigan.
They have hoodies, tote bags, t-shirts, their elf t-shirts, cinnamon almonds, sweatshirts, and tote bag combo.
And backpack, $16. Makes $1,000.
Snack pack, merchants division.
There's a snack pack. They got a bag full of.
Get one.
They're $6. Is that what they said?
Grab it. At least it'll be something to munch on until we can eat.
Get your combo. One snack pack, one rubber pack.
That's more than six, but.
Is it? What is it?
Get your raffle ticket.
Oh, we don't want a raffle ticket.
Here's a snack pack. Yeah, how much are they?
$5.
Watch out. Well, they have Cokes here.
You want a Coke?
In a cup. I don't know how much they are, though.
Let's get one.
They're in a little cup.
Okay.
What do you need?
Do you have some Coke?
Would you like your Coke?
Right.
You two? One or two?
One.
Thank you.
Okay, here. In charge.
Snack pack.
Jersey, they're selling like ties and jewelry, like beaded jewelry and body lotions and stuff.
You know what? I should put this microphone on you.
Are we going to be okay?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know about being hooked to you. All right. Here we go. What do you want? Let's go. That's not going to work.
There's more room. There's more we can pull out.
All right. Performing arts division is just like, so I'm going to get something to snack on. Hold on. Watch out. What would you like? Chips, candy bars, crunch and munch?
Crunch and munch.
I just kind of figured you would.
All right, you can have that if that's what you
no,
want.
No, I don't like the crunch and munch.
They don't have anything that's not sweet, do they?
Yeah. Here. They have, like, chips, Doritos, beef jerky.
I'll take that beef jerky.
Have that a microwave here at the Magic Chef. That's a
that's a talking one.
Do I sell them it?
I don't know. Here's a talking pinch and thermometer, blood pressure, bathroom scale. And I cannot open this, dude.
Here, I'll get it.
Ooh, it stinks. I'm not going to open that beef jerky up in here. All right, I got some pretzels.
Okay.
Let me open it, though. Still might get some popcorn in it. They have a little pamphlet on it.
Let's grab it.
It's
hard to talk to people in there.
Have a real catalog you can have. All right. Okay, you're welcome.
This is ETS.
Here's the manufacturer of the talking microwave oven.
Can you tell us a little about it?
Sure. This particular...
Do you mind if they record you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
The talking microwave oven is... This model is 1 cubic foot, 1,000 watts. It has 4 power settings, a kitchen timer, a kitchen clock, and all of the cooking is done by setting the time. There are no
one-button selections.
The cost on this oven is $277.49, and that's factory direct from us, including shipping. And we also have a talking business calculator, talking bathroom scale, blood pressure cup, glucose monitor, and talking cooking thermometer.
You should get your mother a glucose one.
She can read it.
How can she?
It's actually the voice synthesizer for either One Touch Basic, or SureStep.
Okay.
So you have to have your own glucometer, and then you can plug in the voice to it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But the rest of them all talk when you turn them on.
And what is your company again?
ETS Electronic Technical Services.
And you mainly make things that are talking?
We only have the 6 products that are talking. We mainly do electronics. So we do custom electronics and design.
Okay.
And we also do audio products for the security industry.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
This is your business calculator right here?
Yes. That's a Canon calculator that we've modified to talk.
You don't have a scientific calculator that you can do it.
No, we don't.
Do you work with people to modify one?
We actually do that all ourselves. The man standing behind you is Bob Evans. He's the owner and design engineer for all of these products.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Nebraska, and they have jewelry. Blind piano technicians. NFB of Minnesota. I don't just like magnets and tells about, I guess, Minnesota, end up being Minnesota.
Okay.
And then you have someone selling t-shirts.
Okay, selling t-shirts. First aid kits in the walls.
NFB of Georgia.
Water bottles.
Water bottles. Louisiana Tech University. Wisconsin. NFB are selling pens and DVDs and candy bars and t-shirts. You have the AFB. They have little DVDs or CDs and things like that, like Out of the Corner of My Eye, Skills Training. They have this person has globes. This is pretty neat, dude. Look.
Tactile globes?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Did you know that the ocean floor had all these spikes and stuff in it like that? I didn't either. It's like mountains in reverse.
There is an information sheet in Braille if you can think
of it. Would be better for me, actually. Oh, look at that, man.
I see. Dude, why didn't you get the Braille so you can read it?
I'm
trying to make me.
I won't make you read it. You mind if I take a look at this other one?
Go ahead. Hold on. Hold on. There's a voice of the diabetic.
Oh, you got that paper from that globe company.
Yeah, technology for the visually impaired. It's like a Braille print, like are you a compliant? Are you ADA compliant?
Oh, okay.
You know, things like that, like no smoking signs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess I don't need to be eating these pretzels while I'm recording, huh?
I don't think it hurts.
How you doing?
Hey.
We had a National Association to Promote the Use of Braille.
We have a raffle tickets, $1.
Yeah, that's a NFB chapter.
Audio Bibles, that's in Bradenton, Florida.
Yeah.
NFB of Maryland, and they have like snacks you can buy. They have this one that has talking time clocks and stuff, timers, calculator, magnifiers.
You know where you're going? Okay.
Personal remotes. Large print remote control. Here's a Kelvin. They have, I wonder how much it is.
Let's ask them.
We'll ask.
That talking thing.
K-E-L-V-I-N.
Okay. Yeah, that's a measure of temperature, a unit.
Watch out, there's a wheelchair right behind you, but Trivial Pursuit. Add-on for the blind.
Really?
There you go, dude.
I could play all by myself.
Yeah.
What is that for?
Oh, that's not the cards, though. It's just like, this is tactile.
Oh,
Slate color add-on for the blind people.
Yeah.
Not the cards. I'll go down here and ask. Professional digital thermometer. This is independent living aids.
Okay. Well, we can probably just need to look on their website. You know.
They have a book here. Here we go, page 77. Let's see what it says. Here we go, dude. Here's a talking compact indoor thermometer, cooling one. Here's one, Honeywell, the round one like you wanted.
Yeah.
They have those. And then the Kelvinator. Kelvin is $129.95. I'm going to take this book.
Okay.
All righty.
How much is the Honeywell one?
30-something.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah.
I've done without this long for that level of price.
Alrighty.